You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 44. We're continuing in the book of Exodus. God's people have left Egypt. They have left slavery. But they are not left alone in the desert to fend for themselves. God uses supernatural events to guide them through the desert. But you can imagine, Egypt is quite a different place without the Hebrew slaves around. Perhaps the dishes start piling up in the sink. And that's when people start thinking again, hey, we kind of had a good thing going. So Pharaoh decides to go grab all the Hebrews and drag them back to Egypt. But first you got to catch them. And that means venturing out into the desert. And I would venture to say, not just a desert, but God's country with God's rules. We're also continuing in the book of Matthew. Jesus is hanging there on a cross. He's already been tortured and beaten. The charges above his head, the King of the Jews. And as people watch this would-be Messiah die, they're all just waiting for something to happen. But little do they know that as Jesus dies there on the cross, the biggest demonstration of power from God that anyone has ever seen is about to happen. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Exodus chapter 13. Then the Lord said to Moses,
"You must give me every male in Israel who is his mother's first child. That means every firstborn baby boy and every firstborn male animal will be mine."
Moses said to the people, "Remember this day. You were slaves in Egypt, but on this day the Lord used his great power and set you free. You must not eat bread with yeast. Today in the month of Abib, you are leaving Egypt. The Lord made a special promise to your ancestors. He promised to give you the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Hivites, and Jebusites. After the Lord leads you to the land filled with many good things, you must remember this day. You must have a special day of worship on this day during the first month of every year. For 7 days, you must eat only bread without yeast. On the seventh day, there will be a great festival to show honor to the Lord. So for 7 days, you must not eat any bread made with yeast. There must be no bread with yeast anywhere in your land. And on this day, you should tell your children, 'We are having this festival because the Lord took me out of Egypt.' This festival will help you remember. It will be like a string tied around your hand. It will be like a sign before your eyes. This festival will help you remember the Lord's teachings. It will help you remember that the Lord used his great power to take you out of Egypt. So remember this festival every year at the right time. The Lord will lead you into the land he promised to give you. The Canaanites live there now, but God promised your ancestors that he would give you this land. When that happens, you must give to the Lord every firstborn son, and every firstborn male animal belongs to the Lord. You may keep a firstborn donkey if you buy it back from the Lord by offering a lamb. If you don't buy the donkey with the lamb, you must break the donkey's neck. But you must buy back every firstborn son. In the future, your children will ask you why you do this. They will say,
'What does all this mean?'
And you will answer, 'The Lord used his great power to save us from Egypt. We were slaves in that place, but he led us out and brought us here. In Egypt, Pharaoh was stubborn and refused to let us leave. So the Lord killed every firstborn in all the land. The Lord killed the firstborn males, animal, and human. That is why I give every firstborn male animal to the Lord. And that is why I buy back each of my firstborn sons from him.
This is like a string tied to your hand, like a sign in front of your eyes. It helps you remember that the Lord brought us out of Egypt with his great power.
When Pharaoh made the people leave Egypt, God did not lead them on the road that goes through the land of the Philistines. That road along the coast is the shortest way. But God said,
if the people go that way, they will have to fight. Then they might change their minds and go back to Egypt.
So God led them another way through the desert by the Red Sea. The Israelites were prepared for battle when they left Egypt. Moses carried the bones of Joseph with him. Before Joseph died, he made the Israelites promise to do this for him. He said,
when God saves you, remember to carry my bones with you out of Egypt.
The Israelites left Succoth and camped at Etham. Etham was near the desert. The Lord led the way. During the day, he used a tall cloud to lead the people, and during the night, used a tall cloud of fire to lead the way. This fire gave them light so that they could also travel at night. The cloud was always with them during the day. The cloud of fire was always with them at night. Exodus chapter 14. Then the Lord said to Moses,
tell the people to go back to Pi-hahiroth. Tell them to camp between Migdol and the Red Sea, near Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think that the Israelites are lost in the desert, and that the people will have no place to go. I will make Pharaoh brave, and he will chase me. But I will defeat Pharaoh and his army. This will bring honor to me. Then the people of Egypt will know that I am the Lord.
So the Israelites did what he told them. Pharaoh received a report that the Israelites had left. When he heard this, he and his officials changed their minds about what they had done. Pharaoh said,
why did we let the Israelites leave? Why did we let them run away? Now we have lost our slaves.
So Pharaoh prepared his chariot and took his men with him. He took 600 of his best chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt. There was an officer in each chariot. The Israelites were leaving with their arms raised in victory. The Lord caused Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to become brave, and Pharaoh chased the Israelites. Pharaoh's army, with all his horses, chariots, and drivers, went to stop the Israelites. They caught up with them while they were camped near the Red Sea at Pi-hahiroth, east of Baal Zephon. When the Israelites saw Pharaoh and his army coming towards them, they were frightened and cried out to the Lord for help. They said to Moses,
why did you bring us out of Egypt? And did you bring us out here in the desert to die? And we could have died peacefully in Egypt. There were plenty of graves in Egypt. We told you this would happen. In Egypt we said, please don't bother us. Let us stay and serve the Egyptians. It would have been better for us to stay and be slaves than to come out here and die in the desert.
But Moses answered, don't be afraid, and don't run away. Stand where you are, and watch the Lord save you today. You will never see those Egyptians again. You will not have to do anything but stay calm. The Lord will do the fighting for you. Then the Lord said to Moses,
why are you still crying to me? Tell the Israelites to start moving. Raise the walking stick in your hand over the Red Sea, and the sea will split. Then the people can go across on dry land. I have made the Egyptians brave, so they will chase you. But I will show you that I am more powerful than Pharaoh and all his army with their chariots and teams of horses. Then Egypt will know that I am the Lord. It will honor me when I defeat Pharaoh with all his chariots and horses.
Then the angel of God moved to the back of the people. The angel was usually in front of the people, leading them. So the tall cloud moved from in front of the people and went to the back of the people. In this way, the cloud stood between the Egyptians and the Israelites. There was light for the Israelites. There was darkness for the Egyptians. So the Egyptians did not come any closer to the Israelites that night. Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused a strong wind to blow from the east. The wind blew all night long. The sea split, and the wind made the ground dry. The Israelites went through the sea on dry land. The water was like a wall on their right and on their left. Then all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and drivers followed them into the sea. Early that morning, the Lord looked down from the tall, flaming cloud at the Egyptian army. Then he made them panic. The wheels of the chariots became stuck. It was very hard to control the chariots. The Egyptian shouted,
"Let's get out of here! The Lord is fighting against us! He is fighting for the Israelites!"
Then the Lord told Moses,
"Raise your hand over the sea. Make the water fall and cover the Egyptian chariots and drivers."
So just before daylight, Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the water rushed back to its normal level. The Egyptians were trying to escape the water, but the Lord swept them into the sea. The water returned to its normal level and covered the chariots and drivers. The whole army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea, none of them survived. The Israelites crossed the sea on dry land. The water was like a wall on their right and on their left. So that day, the Lord saved the Israelites from the Egyptians. Later, the Israelites saw the dead bodies of the Egyptians on the seashore. The Israelites saw the great power of the Lord when he defeated the Egyptians. So the people feared and respected the Lord, and they began to trust the Lord and his servant, Moses. Matthew 27, verses 45 to 66. At noon, the whole country became dark. The darkness continued for 3 hours. About 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out loudly, "Eli! Eli, lama sabachthani?" This means, my God, why have you left me alone?" Some of the people standing there heard this, and they said, "He is calling Elijah." One of them ran quickly and got a sponge and filled it with sour wine. Then he used a stick to hold the sponge up for Jesus to drink from. But the other said, "We should wait now and see if Elijah will come to save him." Again, Jesus cried out loudly and then died. When Jesus died, the curtain in the temple was torn into 2 pieces. The tear started at the top and tore all the way to the bottom. Also, the earth shook and rocks were broken. The graves opened, and many of God's people who had died were raised from death. They came out of the graves. And after Jesus was raised from death, they went into the holy city of Jerusalem, and many people saw them. The army officer and the soldiers guarding Jesus were terribly frightened by the earthquake and everything they saw happening. They said,
"So, he really was the Son of God."
Many women were standing away from the cross watching. These were the women who had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for him: Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of James and John were there. That evening, a rich man named Joseph came to Jerusalem. He was a follower of Jesus from the town of Arimathea. He went to Pilate and asked to have Jesus' body. Pilate gave orders for the soldiers to give Jesus' body to him. He took the body and wrapped it in a new linen cloth. Joseph put Jesus' body in a new tomb that he had dug out of a wall of rock. Then he closed the tomb by rolling a very large stone to cover the entrance. After he did this, he went away. Mary Magdalene and the other woman named Mary were sitting near the tomb. That day was the day called Preparation Day. The next day, the leading priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. They said,
"Sir, we remember that while that liar was still alive, he said,
I will rise from death in 3 days.
So give the order for the tomb to be guarded well for 3 days. His followers might come and try to steal the body. Then they could tell everyone that he has risen from death. That lie will be even worse than what they said about him before."
Pilate said,
"Take some soldiers. Go to the tomb and guard it the best way you know."
So they all went to the tomb and made it safe from thieves. They did this by sealing the stone in the entrance and putting soldiers there to guard it. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 27.
"My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Don't let them out of your sight. Never stop thinking about them. These words are the secret of life and health to all who discover them. Above all, be careful what you think, because your thoughts control your life. Don't bend the truth or say things that you know are not right. Keep your eyes on the path and look straight ahead. Make sure you are going the right way, and nothing will make you fall. Don't go to the right or to the left, and you will stay away from evil."
Thank you, everyone. That was day 44. Join us for day 45. With the Egyptians gone, Moses sings a very long song to the Lord, and the Israelites go deeper into the desert. And that's when they realize they're not home free yet, because without the Lord, no one is going to survive the Sinai desert. And in the book of Matthew, the Roman soldiers are guarding the tomb of Jesus to make sure his followers don't steal the body. But then something happens on the third day that changes all of history and alters the course of human civilization. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.